The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight we discuss the Trump prophecies, the astonishing true story of the man who saw tomorrow, and what he says is coming next. From the words of tonight's guest, in November of 2016, the world witnessed the impossible. Nearly every household in America was tuned into the election feeds, and every update pointed to a loss for the Republican Party. But when the map of the states flipped red in the final hour, there were a select few who were not surprised. They had always known Trump was going to win. He was chosen for such a time as this. The prophecy had said so. Greetings, I'm your host, Mel Fambregas at Veritas Radio. If you want to listen to tonight's full interview and all of our material, click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. And if you want to get in touch with me, want to be a guest on this radio program, have a guest suggestion, or have feedback, just click on the contact button of our website. This prophet, this reserved man of God, was retired firefighter Mark Taylor. The word given by the Holy Spirit was delivered on April 28th, 2011, in the middle of the most debilitating sickness a man could ever experience. When the prophecy later fell into the hands of New York Times bestsellers Don and Mary Colbert, God used this new team of passionate individuals to lead the nation into a fervent prayer chain that would accomplish one of the most incredible miracles our country has ever seen. But Trump's victory was only the beginning. What is coming next for the most powerful nation on earth today? Mark Taylor has more to say. And right at the beginning, I just want to tell the audience that Veritas is not a political or religious platform, but sometimes we have guests who discuss either. And I hope you enjoy what tonight's guest has to share with you. His website is Sword Rescue, that's SORDRescue.com, and he joins us directly from Orlando, Florida. Hello, Mark, and welcome to Veritas. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
My pleasure. I just finished reading the book right now. And as of today, I'm looking at the TV hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. Everything you're saying is falling into place. But let's give the audience a little bit of your background. Tell us from the beginning, who's Mark Taylor and how did this knowledge come to you?
Well, I am a third generation firefighter, or was. I'm retired now. I was retired out as a lieutenant, City of Orlando Fire Department in Orlando, Florida. I did 20 years on the job, retired out in 2006. And probably 4 months after I retired, or about two years before I retired, I started experiencing some depression and stuff like that. So I was kind of getting sick then and just didn't realize what it was. And I had gone to a family doctor friend of mine, and he had prescribed some antidepressants for me. Well, I took it for about 8 months, and it worked for a little while. And then about maybe a year before I retired, I felt it coming back on again. Couldn't figure out what the deal was. And, you know, I was getting burned out. I mean, one of the stations I was at in Orlando, I served down in the ghettos, and we turned over 12,000 calls a year at that one fire station alone. Cutting, shooting, stabbings, I mean, you name it, we turned it. And so when I retired about 4 months afterwards, I just started taking a nosedive. I mean, I had no energy. I was had depression, anxiety. I was bedridden for 4 and 5 days at a time. I couldn't eat for 4 and 5 days at a time. I couldn't get out of the bed hardly at all at times. And I'd lost all kinds of weight. This went on for like 4 or 5 years. I mean, I was having, visitations that weren't friendly, you know, from demons. And then I would have some from angels and stuff like that. And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. So finally, I went to a doctor after about 4 years of this. And he finally found everything was going on with me pretty much in one shot. He said, Mark, you got a very low thyroid. You got severe adrenal burnout from running on the fire department day and night. He said, you got the hormones of a 70-year-old at 39, because I retired at 39. And he says, I don't even know. I'm looking at your numbers. He said, I don't even know how you're getting out of the bed, basically, is what one of his nurses was saying. And I said, well, I'm not. He said, well, I can see why. And so he gradually started getting me back to health. And then come to find out I had Lyme's disease on top of what comes with Lyme's disease, stuff like this. So it was just, it's been a gradual progression of just trying to get back to health. Well, he closed his practice, and because he got a lucrative offer with the hospital. And so I had to find another doctor, and that's when I found Dr. Colbert. So when I found, Dr. Colbert, I got to know him a little bit. I knew they were Christian at the time. And in probably right around, I'm going to say it was 2011, I was watching Donald Trump. Now, this is before I met the Colberts. So I'm backing up a little bit here. So 2011, I'm listening on the television, and, Donald Trump was toying with the idea of running in 2012, but he never announced. And so I was sitting in front of the TV, and I heard him in an interview. I didn't know a lot about Donald Trump. I just knew he was a very powerful, wealthy businessman who built this billion-dollar empire. So I knew a little bit about him, and not much. But I'm listening to him in this interview, and all of a sudden, I just heard the Lord say, "You're hearing the voice of a president." So I got up. I came in here where I'm sitting right now in front of my computer, and I just put pen to paper like the Apostle Paul, and I just started writing out what the Holy Spirit was telling me. And that was April 28th, 2011, and I titled it The Commander-in-Chief Prophecy. And it talks about where God has says that I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. So moving on with the timeline, we can come back to the prophecy here in a minute. But moving on with the timeline, so I had showed this to the first doctor that I went to in 2011, who kind of got me back up to where I kind of needed to be at the time. But Donald Trump never announced he was running, so I honestly thought I had missed it. I just missed it, it wasn't true or anything like what the case may be. Well, fast forward to, 2015, and all of a sudden Donald Trump's name starts coming up again. Well, after I had met, was it 2015, I believe it was, I had written a couple of other things. Actually, it was 2011. I'm sorry. 2011, I also wrote something called The Great Horse, that there would be another Triple Crown winner coming. And so I didn't know when that was going to be. I thought it was 2012 as well. But, it ended up being that it was, in fact, it really was not. But God had other plans. And I had written something called General Eisenhower's D-Day speech. Now, I'm going to try and tie all this together so everybody will understand this. General Eisenhower's D-Day speech, the Lord told me, so I want you to go back and I want you to rewrite that speech, but I want you to address it to my army. I said, okay, Lord. So I've done all this. I wrote all this stuff. I rewrote the speech according to what the Holy Spirit was telling me. I put all this stuff aside in 2011, 2012, and didn't think really that much about it. So I'm in there. I see Dr. Colbert, and I didn't know what to do with this stuff. So I we were talking one day, and I said, well, I wrote a prophecy. I'll bring it in to you one day. And I brought it in the next time I came in, and I brought him all this stuff. Well, he says, because, again, Donald Trump was thinking about running for president again. So I thought, well, maybe it's for now. Maybe it wasn't for 2012. Maybe it's for now. So I take it to him, and his wife took it, and then she took the ball and ran with it and started getting me on interviews and this, that, and the other. Well, I'm sitting there one day, and it was June 6th, I believe it was, 2015. And all of a sudden, we had the first Triple Crown winner we've had in how many years? It was like 20, 30 years, something like that, 30-something years. I can't remember what it was. And I heard the Lord say, pull out the prophecy. And so I pulled out the Great Horse prophecy, and I'm on the phone with my sister, and she says, well, what is today? And I went, oh my goodness, it's D-Day. Then I heard the Lord say, pull out the D-Day speech. So I had the prophecy of the Triple Crown win, and I had that D-Day speech. We're coming together all on the same day. 10 days later, I think it was, that Donald Trump officially announces he's running for president. And I pulled out the Commander-in-Chief prophecy, so I had all three of these things coming together literally in a 10-day period that I had been sitting on for, what, probably 4 years, 5 years? So it was really something to experience. It was very humbling to see how God was doing this. And I thought it was 2012. And I said, Lord, I said, I thought all this was supposed to happen in 2012. I thought I missed it. He said, Mark. He said, all of this was supposed to go down in 2012, because if you notice, in 2012, we almost had another Triple Crown winner, but the horse that was supposed to be running got injured and couldn't compete in the last race. And that horse, he says, go back and look at the name of the horse. So I went back and looked at the name of the horse. He said, and the names was, I'll have another. You know how they give these funky names to some of these horses?
Like Secretariat.
So. So I said, I'll have another. I said, Lord, what does that got to do with anything? He said, no, I'll have another one coming. He said, all this was supposed to happen in 2012, but my people were not ready. They needed another 4 years of Obama and this mess, so to speak, to get up a righteous anger and rise up and say, enough is enough. Basically to instill the fighting spirit into people saying, enough's enough. We're taking our country back. Hence enters Donald Trump. So all of this stuff was coming together, and God was bringing this stuff together for me. And it was really an incredible time for me. And once he announced he was running, that set the prophecy into motion, because when he didn't announce, because the prophecy, the commander-in-chief prophecy states that when he announces he's running, it will be like a shot heard around the world. Well, he never announced in 2012. He was just toying with it. So that's why all this stuff went down when it did. So I handed all this stuff to the Colberts, and they kind of took the ball around with it and started getting me on interviews. And it led to a about 60 days before the election, Mary wanted to start a prayer chain. She felt led to start a prayer chain. She started a national prayer chain over the phone. And so it took off from there, and we saw some pretty miraculous things happen even during the prayer time that we were having. We had close to 10,000 people on the line at one time. And we were praying for 15 minutes each day. And we would have a different leader from somewhere that would lead the prayer for 15 minutes for Donald Trump or for our country, praying for the people, for the Lord to pour healing out on the land, all this stuff. So we just saw some miraculous things happen during that time.
Quick parenthesis, Mark. Do you think that today President Trump, back then Donald Trump, the businessman, do you think that he started the election process or just as he just wanted to say that he ran for president at one point, and perhaps along the way he realized maybe I need to take this seriously? Because I think that's what the left saw. I think that's what Hillary saw. This man is just coming here to boost his ego, but there's no chance that he's going to win. But then he realized that there was this huge void out there, and he was talking to the people about what they really wanted, and he realized that the American spirit needed that, and something clicked in him. Do you think that happened along the way?
Yeah, I do. I think he was probably testing the waters in 2012.
Exactly.
And realized that the fighting spirit wasn't quite there yet. And I think even he realized, because Donald Trump's got discernment. I can tell you that for a fact. That gentleman has got discernment. And he was discerning that the people were not ready yet. And I think that's why he backed off. And I think that even him having discernment, that God was showing him that it's not time. They're not ready. But I'm going to bring you into a time when I'm going to say go. And that's going to be 2016. Or 15 at the time when he was running, 16. And that's when I'm going to do this. But here's the thing, is that we're finding out now that even Hillary Clinton, everybody was scared to death of Donald Trump actually trying to run for president because he knows too much. And so that's why it was also not quite time, because certain assets were not in place, I believe, that the Lord wanted in order for the destiny that God had on him for him to complete it, if that makes sense. And you're seeing that taking place right now with, we can get into that in a little later about him taking down the cabal, the New World Order, that kind of thing. I don't think those certain things that needed to be in place were also not quite in place in 2012 like they were in 2015.
I think there's definitely, you probably have heard the Operation Gladio. I think there's a Gladio style operation taking place that President Obama left behind. And I've heard information that all the former presidents, probably with the exception of Jimmy Carter, but Clinton, Bush 41, Bush 43, and Obama, they are all communicating with a special device. They are trying something with this 2018 election, and obviously with the 2020 election. Do you believe this is a fact?
Yeah, I do. Their comms have gone dark. And so they're having to resort to other ways of communicating. We saw that at McCain's funeral. They had caught some stuff on camera, and they also had 12 hotel rooms was rented near the main skip.
Exactly.
So
tell us more about this, because a lot of people don't know what you're saying about these boxes and these trailers and the hotel rooms.
Right. Well, Trump and his administration, is what I should say, President Trump and his administration, have silenced their comms. They're having a hard time communicating, so they're having to resort to old style communication. We saw them passing some notes at the funeral, and if you'll also notice, General Kelly and General Mattis were escorting the McCains in, which I don't know if that was an official military escort of sorts. But the skiff rooms basically are designed to silence anybody that you can't. They can talk about classified information and no one can see them. No one can hear them. And they're called skiff rooms. And I think they were near the main one out there in that area of Arizona or somewhere. I don't know the exact location where they were at, if these skiff rooms were. You know, I was just reading some of the stuff that they were doing. But it does not surprise me because I know their comms have gone dark. They're having to resort to other ways of communicating. And that was also the only way that they could all get together, the cabal themselves, and talk about how they're going to, you know, try and derail the 2018 elections. You know, we're between now and the elections is going to be a pretty intense time. People need to be in prayer, you know, right now for the country, because I've been warning for 2 years that when these arrests and these tribunals take place, because everybody thought I was nuts when I said military tribunals were coming, and that they were going to make mass arrests and that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all these guys were going to go to jail. I mean, I've caught a lot of flack over saying that. And now it's looking like that it's not so far-fetched now. And when they start making these mass arrests, especially these big figures, there will be some civil unrest across the country. So there, people just need to be prepared. There's nothing to be afraid of, but they just need to be prepared. And I've been saying it for almost 2 years now. And, you know, for the people to be praying, because we can mitigate a lot of this stuff by praying against it and asking the Lord to intervene to stop some of this stuff. Because here's the bottom line with the 2018 elections is that this is the enemy's last stand. Literally, this is their last stand that they have to try to do something to stay in power. And I got news for them. It is not going to work. God has a plan. God's got heaven's agenda is being poured out upon the earth right now. And that is to take back America. But this is also bigger than just America. This is global. You're seeing stuff happening on a global level on the cabal right now. So, I mean, but there's an agenda in place. They will pull out every weapon at their disposal to try and stop this 2018 or try to interfere with it. So you can look for false flags, terrorist attacks, school shootings, fires, weather events, because they are controlling all of this stuff right now. I know it sounds like conspiracy theory, but it is fact. People can look it up. They are controlling a lot of this stuff. It is not by coincidence that you had Hurricane Harvey hit Texas and Irma hit Florida. I live in Florida. The eye of that hurricane came right over my house. And so they were generating these storms. They have the technology to do it. They have the technology to steer these storms. Texas, there's an all-out battle right now for Florida and Texas right now. If you'll notice, that's where a lot of these shootings are happening. That's where a lot of these hurricanes are going. And it's not coincidence, folks. This is literally the cabal trying to – because these two states, they know Florida is a swing state, and they know Texas is went for Trump and Florida went for Trump. They're trying to turn these two states because Florida is the next biggest electoral college vote other than California. I believe California will go red at some point. And the day that it goes red, they are done, period. And so this is why you're also seeing this stuff with California go really intensify out there, this fight that they have going on. But look for these events to happen because they're going to pull out every weapon of their warfare right now between now and that time. Because if they don't win this election, they know they are finished because they are. And I got news for them. They're finished anyway. They're not going to win. They're not going to stop this election. When these guys get rounded up, it's going to be remarkable because we're living in some times right now that are historic that we've never seen before in the history of man.
And by the way, I'm so glad that you're talking about all these things that they're doing behind the scenes, because I've said it for years. They are the ones with the power behind the scenes, the weather manipulation, the exotic technology, the lost trillions of dollars. And by the way, folks, this is not Republican. This is not Democrat only. I'm talking about the Bush cabal. I'm talking the Clinton mafia. All these people, if you look at them, they're one of the same. Why I think Donald Trump is one person. Everybody's saying, why do we need a businessman? We need a politician. Absolutely not. You have to try something new. If you don't have enough revenue in this country, how come we have $21 trillion of debt? You have to have enough revenue in order to be able to satisfy all those programs that the left wants all the time. That's what they... Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.